This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A military hearing comes today for Sergeant Frank Wooderich. He was the leader of a Marine squad that killed 24 civilians, including women and children, in the Iraqi town of Haditha. Sergeant Wooderich is charged with 18 counts of unpremeditated murder. It's the largest criminal case to emerge from the war in Iraq. NPR's John McChesney has more.
On the morning of November 19, 2005, as Sergeant Frank Wooderich's squad approached Haditha, a roadside bomb killed a popular Marine. Sergeant Wooderich says the dismembered body is a sight he will never forget. About 100 yards away, Wooderich, who had never been in combat before, saw a taxi with five young men in it. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley, Wooderich says the men were ordered out of the car.
They got out of the car as they were going around. They started to take off, so I shot at them.
They were running away from you?
Yes.
You shot them in the back?
Yes.
Shooting suspected bombers, running away, is permitted under Marine rules of engagement. Nothing suspicious was found in the taxi, however. One Marine, who received immunity, testified that Sergeant Wooderich shot the men while he held their hands on their heads. Defense lawyers say that Marine is lying, and they can prove it. Then the platoon commander gave the go-ahead to clear nearby houses, and the squad used what's called the dynamic method, rolling grenades through doorways and going in shooting. Under the rules of engagement, positive identification of a source of hostile fire is required. 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley asked Wooderich about that.
How did you identify this house as a threat?
Because I was the only logical place that the fire could come through, seeing the environment there.
But defense lawyer Mark Zaid says Wooderich wasn't just guessing, that he was told by others that fire was coming from that house.
Marines are permitted to rely upon the words of other Marines. That's how the military combat functionality works.
It's still a matter of dispute as to whether the squad was under fire. After clearing the first house, where five people were killed, the squad cleared a second house, thinking the gunman had fled there. Again, Sergeant Wooderich and Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes.
We went through that house much the same, prepping the rooms with grenades, going in there and eliminating a threat, engaging the targets.
But there was no threat.
There probably wasn't, now that I look back on it, but there, in that time, yes, I believe there was a threat.
In that house, four men, two women, and four children, aged 14, 9, 3, and 2, were killed. The women and children were huddled on a bed. When platoon commander Lieutenant William Callop later saw the gory scene inside the houses, he asked one squad member, "What the crap? Where are the bad guys?" The good news for Sergeant Wooderich is that investigative officers have recommended that two squad members not be court-martialed. What could be bad news for Wooderich is that the investigative officer said that Sergeant Wooderich had fired first and that the squad member was simply following his lead. But attorney Mark Zaid says he's not worried for his client.
All of the men that day acted in furtherance of the rules of engagement that they were taught in class and learned operationally on the ground.
Sergeant Wooderich had this to say about the killings on CBS's 60 Minutes, an interview that will be rebroadcast this Sunday.
Nothing that I can possibly say to make up or make well the deaths of those women and children. And I am absolutely sorry that happened that day.
Sergeant Wooderich is the last enlisted man to face murder charges in this case. Three officers still face charges of failing to report and investigate the incident properly. John McChesney, NPR News.